Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, January 15th, about 1 hour prior to the equity market close with myself and Carl. How are you?
I am doing just well today, Scott, yourself?
I am doing fantastic. So we wanted to cover a couple of things that before we hit record, we talked about a couple of different items that we needed to discuss. But first, I'm just going to kick it off by talking about the market movement since last podcast. So an S&P up, well, really S&P, NASDAQ and Dow all up basically 0.5%, and a Russell up the 3%. So that's important because of our allocation into that for the reason we're going to go into here shortly. And then we have gold up 4%. So that is important because of our projections for 2026 due to Carl's Corner.
Let's go ahead and kick it right into the probabilities. We have a 95% chance of no rate cut at this close to the cycle. Plus, with the inflation numbers that just came out yesterday, I'll hit on in a second. There's not going to be a rate cut in January. Perfectly understandable. The data showed that we could have in December or January. They chose December and they were going to wait in January. Typically, historically, there's not many rate cuts in January anyway, because the start of the new year, they kind of like to see how everything is flowing on a month-to-month and year-over-year scale. Now, going into the PPI numbers and the CPI numbers, which are two of the inflation metrics, we have a reduction in both of them. They're both sitting at 0.2% month-over-month when they were projected at 0.3%. And so when you add month over month means just from December into January, and when you add 12 of those together, it's what you get typically year over year. And with these being lowered, that gives great data showing, hey, we could do more rate cuts this year. There's also the retail sales have gone up as well in the month over month. So everything is pointing towards the Fed that there can be a rate reduction. Some of the things that they're looking into now is there are the tariffs are being set in front of SCOTUS, the Supreme Court. So the Fed wants to sit and wait and see what happens there. Because if the tariffs, however way it plays out, they can either cut rates in order to help with tariff inflation in the future, possibly, or vice versa. So they're going to be sitting here head on a swivel, kind of waiting to see what's going to be coming through. But as of this moment, we're not projected for a rate cut until summertime, or maybe the one right before Powell leaves, which will be in April. And everything is looking great as of looking into the inflation numbers as of today.
Yeah, agreed. And also jobless claims are way down. So that all points towards basically growth, expansion, economically. And that is obviously should lead towards expansion in the equity markets. Now we've talked about at pretty good length about projections for 2026 and why, and it's statistical, but also I was thinking about this the other day. I was taught this a long time ago by a few former market makers, and when you're in a fundamental market, or what we call macroeconomic market, and then it's coupled by statistics, that's a really powerful thing. And so, and then it tends to lead towards seasonal. But when you're in a, let's just say, a fundamental market, right? And we know we're going to get rate reductions at some point, then the market itself will just naturally drift higher. And it's typically done in a methodical fashion. And so, in person, we've talked about a lot using 2019 as a blueprint. Now, we've also talked about shaving off some percentage points due to the fact that 2019 was coming off of a 2018, which actually ended the market ended negatively, right? Whereas 2025 was a very positive year. So we're going to shave off some percentage points, but all of the data seems to be coming in very positively, and all the statistics seem to point very positively, and we know the fundamentals are supporting that. So I really think what's important and that we really need to focus in on in 2026, and Carl, let me get your opinion, is the fact that we're seeing dispersion away from the top 10 holdings in the S&P because it's weighted, and really focusing in on the equal weight.
And can you give me and the listeners a quick update? What is the equal weighted year to date so far? So 2 weeks in versus the weighted S&P?
Yeah, so that's a perfect point. If you look at the equal weight, meaning it's just equally weighted across all 503 stocks in the S&P, all equally weighted is up 3.5% versus the weighted, which is about 50% weighted to 10 stocks, is up 1.6. So that right there is a verification of dispersion. And you've heard us talk about plenty of times why dispersion creates a healthy market and why it leads to a more methodical type of environment versus, these straight shots up or down, but in this case would be up.
You're absolutely correct. Reading the equal weight is essentially kind of reading the health of the market. When the equal weight is doing better than the weighted average, what that means is exactly what Scott just said. There is confidence across the board of every single sector or industry. Everything is being held accountable and is looking positively, especially for the year 2025. And so last year, what we saw was it was the top 10, right? It was your Nvidia's, your Apple's, your Microsoft's. They ran everything and the market went with it. And normally when you see the weighted doing so much better than the equal weight, that is when you see those heavy bouts of volatility, right? Because there's so much laid into, say, Nvidia. Whereas Nvidia goes, the market goes, as we've said so many times in this podcast. And so from our eyes as investment professionals, seeing the equal weight really is almost music to our ears because that means we can really pick and choose the sectors we believe are going to do the best. We can really use the seasonals to our advantage and the statisticals even more because the macroeconomics at play are going well across the board. The one thing we really need to keep an eye on, and you and I do every single day, is the geopolitical aspect of what's going to be happening. Those are going to be the big volatility swings we see throughout this year, including, not limited to, real estate and financials. We had the administration come out about the credit card capping. That's going to hurt their bottom line. And then the administration also came out and wants to remove as much institutional investing in single family homes, which could hurt or the BlackRocks of the world, but it could help the D.R. Hortons, the big builders, right? And so these are kind of the things that we have our eyes on. And the equal weight really shows that dispersion is going to be playing out beautifully, at least for the foreseeable immediate future.
I agree. And again, I'm just going to go back to the fact that it creates a healthy market, which is why, and I will continue to reiterate all throughout this year, because you're going to hear the pundits and all the talking heads talk about the market being overextended and it can't continue. Well, it can. And this is one of the components as to why it can. And eventually, they will be correct and will be positioned for that. But for the moment, there are no signs that this will not continue higher statistically, fundamentally, seasonally, and even really technically. There's nothing that I see, that we see, that shows any signs of stress in this market or really in the economy. Now, this is all purely, we're talking about markets, not talking about anything outside of that, but there really is a lot of positivity in what we're seeing right now.
I agree wholeheartedly. As far as the macroeconomics at play, which is one of the first things you look at in investments for the year, everything is going to be going beautifully, especially with these CPI numbers coming through. We'll get PCE later on this month. And if we just have a couple more interest rate cuts, I think the biggest volatility, at least at this moment in time that I foresee on the horizon, will be in that April-May timeframe when Powell is shifted out of office.
Well,
Like,
yeah.
that's just going to be natural volatility is going to be happening around that time. And then we have the tariffs and the Supreme Court. When that decision comes down, we'll see some volatility. But as far as the overall market health, with the equal weight looking the way it does, and the happiness of dispersion that the institutions have taken over, absolutely, I'm 100% agreement. It's looking pretty swell right now.
Yeah, again, if going back to 2019 being a blueprint, if you look at the majority of the growth, it was really that fourth quarter rally. Now we had a good run in the first quarter, second, halfway through the second quarter. May is always tricky, and especially this year with Powell being replaced, it'll be what you would expect. There will be a little bit accelerated volatility, but then you get through the summer months, which will position for that. And then you have this great, basically, second half of third quarter and all of fourth quarter. And in totality, I think that we're going to see an end of year result at pretty close to what we've been talking about really since June of last year. So I'm excited about that. We're well positioned. Just to remind everyone, we are positioned in interest rate sensitive sectors for this reason, because we do anticipate more rate cuts. And I actually anticipate more rate cuts than are being projected at the moment. And that has to do with the replacement of Powell. But we will obviously keep our head on a swivel to monitor any changes on that front. But with that, Carl, that's about all I had. Did you have anything else?
That's everything we wanted to cover in this episode. If any of the listeners out there feel like someone might enjoy our market commentary, feel free to forward us on over to them. We're also on the iHeartRadio app and the Podbean radio app.
Perfect. And with that, then we're going to go ahead and wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend. And we're also going to go ahead and look forward to doing this again next week.